So good, so good, so good.
Justin and so good. Thousands of winter deals are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. And that means thousands of fresh reasons to rack.
Because we get the latest trends for way less.
I've been looking for these.
The best deals go fast.
Save big with up to 60% off Sam Edelman, Sorel, Free People, Cole Haan, and more cold weather finds. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
This is the Freddie and Harry Podcast on ESPN Radio.
And greetings and salutations, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the best show on your radio. It's the Wednesday Groove-a-thon, known as Freddie and Harry. He is Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us because we are here on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as tune in and always tell that smart speaker of yours to play ESPN Radio. We're going to get right into it, and you can get right into it with us on the Freddie and Harry Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. By the way, ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It's not college football season without the delicious taste on ice cold Dr. Pepper. College football, it's a pepper thing.
The main thing, the main 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 thing.
The main thing with Freddie and Harry.
Because when it comes to my college football, Harry's college football, and your college football, 12 is the magic number. And believe me, I just wanted to be 4 to be the magic number. But Harry, the 12-team playoff, we got the slash ranking slash bracket last night where we have our top 12, Oregon, Ohio State, Georgia, Miami. Those are the top 4 teams. Then Texas, Penn State, Tennessee, Indiana, BYU, Notre Dame, Alabama, and Boise State, teams 5 through 12. Here's the problem I have. Not so much that we have 12 teams. I've given up on that. Planet Freddie, Harry Douglas, we welcome in as many people that want to be a part of Planet Freddie as much as they want. I'm not going to be that old guy saying, get those 4 teams back into my playoff. I'm not doing that. We got a 12-team playoff, more playoff football, no problem. I think this should be one set criteria. To me, too many criteria are out there in terms of regarding losses better than wins or regarding certain wins better than other wins. To me, if let's say if you beat a team early in the year and they were number 5 in the country, that should weigh. Now the team is no longer number 5 in the country, and you punish them because the team is not as good now as they were back then.
That's a good point, Freddie. I'd never really liked that at all throughout the years. Like a team starting at number 2 in the country, you may beat that team. But say they have 3 losses. They're no longer number 2 in the country, and they're unranked at the end of the season. That's not viewed as a quality win for your team. But I'll tell you this. There was one of these things that stood out to me last night.
Yeah.
That bothered me to the maximum, Freddie.
Okay.
And it was the simple fact that the committee told us that they like the eye test better than quality wins.
Mm-hmm.
Because Indiana has won convincingly versus everybody that they played up until this point.
Right.
But they ain't played no damn body.
True.
They played nobody.
Keep going.
So they're ranked number 8 right now in the country. But then you have BYU sitting at number 9 behind Indiana, who's beaten number 13 SMU, who has an opportunity to win the ACC championship. Also, they've beaten number 19 Kansas State. 2 quality wins for BYU, but yet Indiana is ranked 1 spot ahead of them. That made no sense to me whatsoever.
And it's not trying to disrespect what Kurt Cignetti has done. This is the best Indiana football team ever in the history of that program, which shows exactly how not proud that program has been when it comes to Indiana football. But I'm glad you brought up those 2 teams. It's nice to have a conversation that doesn't involve Alabama or Ohio State or Notre Dame. A lot of people wondered, Ward Manuel, who was the College Football Playoff Committee chair, when he's on the CFP selection special yesterday, how could you rank Indiana above BYU? And he said,
well, two great teams, like you said. I mean, Indiana, their strength of schedule is not as strong as BYU's, but what Indiana has done on the field, when we look at those games, they're winning by double digits, averaging 33 points a game, more than their opponents. They're solid on both sides, offensively and defensively. They're just a really, really great team, and so is BYU. And so as we contemplated, as we discussed, as we looked at everything, Indiana was ranked number 8 by the committee, and BYU is right behind them at 9.
Okay, so I agree that Indiana, from top to bottom, is a solid football team.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just negate that BYU didn't beat number 13 SMU and number 19 Kansas State.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's a reason Indiana is beating the hell out of all these teams that they're playing, because they aren't quality teams.
Well, here's another thing that you should have to think about. I'm sure you have. If you had switched conferences, BYU in the Big Ten and Indiana in the Big 12, I guarantee you'd have got what you wanted. If you flip both of those conferences,
I agree.
You flip, they can say whatever they want. You know what? Another eye test when it comes to committee, where you play and what conference you play in.
Yep.
And the fact that the Big Ten, according to the rankings, you have Oregon number one, Ohio State number two, Penn State number six. That was able to vault up Indiana in terms of placing them over BYU. This is just me spitballing. But I've seen a lot of these committee things happen way too many times to be fooled. Eye test does matter, especially, oh, man, Indiana, they're in the Big Ten. Whew, look how good the Big Ten is. Oregon beat Ohio State. Ohio State put it on Penn State last Saturday, and Indiana's undefeated. Man, that conference is really good. The Big Ten is really good. It's really top-heavy, but it's really good. Flip both of those teams around. Put BYU in the Big Ten and Indiana in the Big 12, and you'd have seen exactly that. BYU would have been number eight, and Indiana would have been number nine.
I think another thing that stood out to me last night when it comes to the number two and number three team in the country, that's Ohio State at number two, Georgia at number three, they valued – Ohio State's loss, which was only 1 point, at Oregon, more so than they valued the loss that Georgia had at Alabama. In that game, I was right there on the field, you know, watching Ohio State, Oregon. That game was back and forth. It was close the entire game. When you look at the Alabama and Georgia game, that game was screwed for like the first half.
Absolutely.
Right? And I should say some of the third quarter before Georgia actually came back. So the committee is also telling us that they value the one loss to the number one team in the country, which was Ohio State losing to Oregon, more so than they did the loss that Georgia had to Alabama.
Well, all losses are not the same, and that's the beauty of this each and every Tuesday, because what does it do? It provides topic fodder. It provides conversation. And that's why I've gotten off that ledge. Man, I wish there's only four teams. We don't need 12. Nope, 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 nope. Deuces, see ya. 12 is the magic number, because that means more playoff football and more conversation about teams.
I'm here for it.
I've finally been converted. I have seen the light of a 12-team playoff. I no longer will drink the devil's drink of just having only four teams. Believe me, any kind of conversation when it comes to college football on an NFL type of level, Harry Douglas, that is never, ever, ever a bad thing when it comes to college football.
I think so. The last thing that stood out to me, though, Freddie, when it comes to the Big 12 and also the ACC, right now it's looking like they're only going to get one team in. And I think for them to be able to get multiple teams in either conference, it looks like the undefeated team is going to have to lose in the conference championship game, in which you don't want to really want to do that if you're a Miami right now or if you're a BYU.
Yeah.
You want to stay undefeated, because it's not a guarantee that they're just going to put you in that spot, because you have so many other quality teams across the board.
Yeah,
that are ranked.
Yeah, let's not put point shaving out there. College football has enough issues off the field. And NIL and portal without potential game shaving, so two teams can get in the playoff when a conference would only get one bid. He is Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman together on the Afternoon Hustle, known as Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance and by Monster. Ready to take it to the next level? Unleash the beast this college tailgate season with Monster Energy. Tear into a can of the meanest energy drink on the planet. Monster Energy. Unleash the beast.
Atlanta 1-for-5 on third down. They're going for it on fourth and two.
Boy, all up here.
Yep. Empty set for Cousins. Cowboys showing pressure. Snap to Kirk. Here they come. Got to get rid of it. Live for Mooney. Caught. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Atlanta. Fourth and one is the home run ball for Darnell Mooney.
The great Wes Durham on the calls. The Falcons play-by-play voice of 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. And I'm just going to step aside, because this is Harry Douglas's team. He's been gloating, gloating, gloating ever since they took down my Cowboys the way that they did on Sunday. And the Falcons in first place in the NFC South. So, Harry Douglas, this is your team. This is your coach. You bring in our next guest here on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the luxury of having a fantastic coach. First year for the Atlanta Falcons as the head coach. We're not talking about the interim tag that he had when he was previously with the organization, but what he has done so far this season has been remarkable. The one and only, Raheem Morris, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, now join us on Freddie and Harry. Coach, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man, especially after that intro. And to see the crying Cowboy fan go away and to get it from Harry was absolutely outstanding.
See, that's why me and Rob, we on one accord. Wow. We already know how to do this thing. Coach,
I'll just be outside. I'll leave you two to your own devices. You let me know when you're finished, and then I'll step back into the show.
Bro, I got to ask you, man. You, right now you're sitting at 6-3, first place in the NFC South. What has impressed you the most about this football team that you're coaching and you're leading?
Harry, you know, to be honest, it was kind of what we talked about very early in this process about the amount of maturity and the guys that we had on the football team when I got here. And we talked about adding a couple of guys to it, you know, namely quarterback, the position of quarterback, and being able to go out and get those guys. But the Jesse Bates, the A.J. Terrells, the Grady Jarrett, and some of those guys that you know from the veterans, Jake Matthews, and some of the guys that were already here and that were put in position to lead this team and to know what they want. And to be able to go out there and absolutely apply it every single day, whether it be practice or whether it be the games or whether it be stuff that you see every single day. I couldn't be happier or more proud of the things that they've been able to accomplish both on and off the field.
You've won 5 games in the last 6 weeks, Coach Morrison. Your quarterback, Kirk Cousins, said about you, and I quote, in terms of the culture shift, I think it starts with Raheem Morris as our head coach, setting the tone each week. Play with great effort, and from there it kind of trickles down to our captains and our locker room, end quote. When you hear that about you, from your quarterback, Coach Morris, what do you think?
I really think it's just a credit to the character that he possesses. You know, like, he is the sounding board for me, just like I'm the sounding board for him when we're talking about offensive football. And then on defense and vice versa with the leadership over there, those guys are the sounding board for me as I'm the sounding board for those guys. So I think it just resonates around our building, and I think it speaks to loudly about the people in Atlanta and the people for Atlanta. And Harry knows this best. It was like, so fortunate to be able to coach on offense and defense in this building, and then able to be able to help now more on special teams, to be a part of the whole thing, to be able to see the big picture on everything that we're trying to do and how much we want to get better with the growth mindset that we're taking to this thing every single week, I think is the best thing that we all have for each other.
Coach, I think one of the things when it comes to, number one, coaching or playing quarterback in Atlanta, you have to understand the culture. And that's something that cannot be minimized. And when it comes to a guy like Kirk Cousins, right, who wears his plaid shirts and wears his khakis, but understands what it means to be a quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons and also understands the culture part of it. When you see him swagging, surfing, when you see him telling people, walk in your trap and take over your trap, speak about that part of the game that Kirk Cousins has evolved, understanding the culture and where he is, talking about the city of Atlanta.
You know him as the Adidas in the Kohl's Kirk Cousins on Monday. And then I was kind of talking about this earlier, but then on Wednesday, today, he morphs into Scully wearing Kirk, and he's able to come out there and he's able to gather the information and really be angry. Then Thursday, you see the confident Kirk come out. And then Friday, the angry Kirk on a Friday for execution. And then Saturday, he kind of morphs into this dude that we call Chains on Sunday. And when he does all those things, that's just like embracing our culture, how we want to go about our business, how much fun we want to have, how he embraces the guys around him, how he embraces this community, how he embraces everything about the community, from the swag surf to the traps, to everything about it, to like what people tell him in the streets. He's able to bring it to our locker room, what he's gotten from his players, what he's gotten from his group, what he's gotten from his guys, and he embraces it. All at the same time with the ability to be himself and deliver messages in just a special way. And like, that is all encompassing. And you've seen it happen live with Matt Ryan, but now we're watching it with Chains, and hopefully this thing ends up half the success that you guys had back in the day.
I would have given anything to see Matt Ryan wear a Scully, but that's just my fantasy more than anything else. Raheem Morris, the Atlanta Falcons head coach, joining us here on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio with Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. You're in an area where there's good football everywhere. You got Georgia and Georgia Tech. You got high school football, but now you got your Falcons 6-3. What has it been like having that kind of success in your first year in that football-heavy city that the Falcons are still trying to make inroads when it comes to the fan base and the culture of the city of Atlanta?
You know, I noticed the shift just from being here the first time, whether it was from an assistant standpoint, when we went in 16 and was able to put up some really special numbers, do some special things, and to watch the old Georgia Dome, how that thing went in the playoffs. And then coming back now and being able to see the Dirty Bird section, to be able to see some of the things that have changed already and the energy that's in that building, it's been a little more electric than I remember. And I'm really pleased on where we're going. And then it's our job to go out there and just create the energy by winning and being an exciting football team, being somebody who wants to watch, being people that they can support within the community and get behind, and being that just example every single day for this city and Arthur Blank and everything that we're about. So, like, this city's, in my opinion, is sitting at that point where it can morph into something really special, and you can see some special things for years to come.
We're talking to Raheem Morris, Atlanta Falcons head coach. And for every great coach, right, you had to have the ability to self-reflect, self-scout your own football team. As you enter the second half of the season, Coach, what are some areas you would like to improve so you can get on a more of a heater, I would say?
You know, like, you started to see what we're capable of last week when you're able to put together really a whole game, right? We want to be able to mitigate some of the things that are already tearing us apart, whether it be the early holdings or whether it be an offside that makes your offense have to overcome the down and distance of the first and 20s and the second and get back on track longs or whatever the case may be. We want to be able to do that on offense. And then at the end of the game on offense, we want to be able to finish people off, being able to run the ball more efficiently in those four-minute situations to get out of stadiums better, to get out of stadiums faster, to be able to really practice finishing people off before you get to those moments where it really required and is really needed. And that's what's needed right now. On defense, you've already seen those guys kind of morph just over the last couple of weeks on not just getting to the passer, but having the ability to pass rush and cause disruption on the quarterback and to really provide things to get our quarterback back the ball and to be able to get the ball back, right? So being able to force your will on the opponent on the quarterback and being able to get the ball back for our guys and let them go out there and make plays, because realistically, our special teams have kind of been leading the way with making plays. And every game that they've gone out and made a play in, whether it be recovering for a touchdown in the end zone or blocking a punt or a muff punt or being able to end the game with cool, with the confidence and the swagger that he's able to do that with, whether it be overtime or end of the game right at like we did against New Orleans the first time. I think those are the things you want your team to develop into, that killer instinct. And I think that's what's got to happen over the course of the season.
Coach, when y'all signed Darnell Mooney this offseason, I immediately said that was going to be a huge free agent signing. Speak about his whole persona. Why has he been so good for the football team and for his quarterback Kirk Cousins this season?
Well, it's because of you and the legacy that you left behind here. You know, you, Roddy, Julio, and, you know, at the time to see Ridd and Taylor Gabriel and some of those guys be able to take over Justin Hardy, right? Guys finding these roles that they're able to go out there and play. And you started the role that Justin Hardy kind of picked up on. Man, this nasty inside player that will go out there and absolutely dump you at all times, but be able to move the chains on third down. And like Mooney had the role of, whether it's the fast guy, the Gabriel, the Ridley, explosive, make plays down the field, be able to separate versus man-to-man. And there's not too many Julios, but when you talk about big play, you talk about Roddy, you want to talk about guys like Drake London, what they're able to go out there and do and play with that toughness that's built in that room that you guys started, that continues to carry on because you allowed me to go in there and see what it's like in that receiver room for a glimpse of it all. And then to carry that thing over to these guys and have their coach, Ike Harriet, know what it's about from playing in this league and being able to play in that position where it requires a lot of confidence, a lot of stuff, a lot of toughness that people don't know about, and a lot of things that's just grit and carry over from what you guys started. And like for us, it was part of the reason going to get a guy like Mooney, being able to add a guy like Ray Ray, being able to find the ways to implement Drake into doing what he's doing, to be able to put those guys in that room when you talk about some of the backups, when you talk about Red. Like, I'm fired about this group because they are wanting to emulate and do the things that you guys did in the past.
You used a great term when it comes to fired up, because you know how Harry Douglas can get fired up, especially when it comes to the Dirty Birds, the Atlanta Falcons, talking to you. He has posted video after video going,
damn right,
with the bird call all around. How much of that does your team see when one of your own, you know, from the past is representing your team like that of the current time?
You know, I don't get a chance to see much of it, but I know our guys do, right? You know, when you're in the office and you're in the lab, usually he's doing the bird call on that Monday or Tuesday and we're locked in the next opponent, and that allows him to go out there and spread it to our fans and that excitement and that juice and that energy, and he brings that kind of thing that you love to come out, because then all your friends call you talking about what Harry said and how Harry's going excited, whether he's on an airplane or whether he's at his home office or whether he's in travel to his next job. It doesn't matter. I was just glad to see my guy didn't get kicked off the plane from that TSA office.
Me too.
And I didn't have to be a character witness for him.
Coach, man, y'all are doing a tremendous job. You, all the coaching staff, everyone within that organization, the players, y'all continue to do y'all part, Coach. Don't worry. I'm going to handle it on this end, and I'm going to let the whole world know. Trust me. Don't you worry about that at all.
I know that, man. We had Roddy at practice a couple weeks ago, And when you guys come around, man, it means the world. And when you guys are talking about us and being proud of us, that means the world. We're able to represent, you know, all of the old Falcons, all the people that wanted to do it, and we want to go out there and be able to do it for you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Raheem Moore is doing a fantastic job in year one as the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. They take on the New Orleans Saints, the hated rival, at 1 o'clock Eastern time this Sunday on Fox.
No, no, no. Hold on, Freddie. We got to send this out the right way. Hey, coach, appreciate your time. Bird call! Appreciate you, coach.
Oh, my goodness. As much fun as that was not for me on Monday dealing with that, that was a lot of fun having Raheem Moore as the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Like we mentioned, 6-2, 6-3 in their division and getting better and better. They won 5 out of their last 6 games. He is Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman together on Freddie and Harry presented by Progressive Insurance. And believe me, there are going to be plenty of bird calls to come if the Atlanta Falcons keep up like this. But we're going to put the word legit plus the 7-2 Washington Commanders and fill in that blank. After Harry gives you this from Depend.
Sports fans, listen up. 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and bladder leaks can be a side effect. That's why Depend is teaming up with the Prostate Cancer Foundation to encourage screening, because health is a long game, and it's also yours to win. Now here's the cool part. Through November, Depend is contributing up to $300,000 to prostate cancer research by donating 40 cents for every purchase of Shields, Guards, and Real Fit products. Void in Mississippi. Learn more at Depend.com.
Ryan Reynolds here for, I guess, my 100th Mint commercial. No. Don't. I mean, honestly, when I started this, I thought I only have to do like 4 of these. I mean, it's unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month. How are there still people paying 2 or 3 times that much? I'm sorry, I shouldn't be victim blaming here. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch. Whenever you're ready.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
In college football, a solid defensive line protects the end zone. And when it comes to fire safety, quality smoke alarms can help you protect your home. That's where Kidde comes in. Their alarms detect smoke over 25% faster, so you can react when seconds count. Plus, they're quick and easy to install, so you can help protect your home turf and get back to watching your team. Defend your game time with Kidde and the Home Depot. How doers get more done. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition products.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
The Wednesday Groove with Unknown is Freddie and Harry with Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman on Sirius XM Channel 80. Don't forget about us on TuneIn and always tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. In 10 minutes, we're going to tell you who has been that coaching dude so far to this point in the National Football League. And I guarantee you, it may include your coach that comes your way in about 10 minutes. But brother Harry Douglas... And I'm going to throw this out to the people as well. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. If I put the word legit plus the 7-2 Washington Commanders, that equals what to you?
It equals a term that is used correctly for that football team because they are legit in my opinion. When you look at this team, especially the move they just made to go get Marshawn Lattimore, a corner that can play – number one, man coverage, who's strong at the point of attack, who's very physical at the line of scrimmage, who also is a veteran, who can just do a lot of different things and shut down a side. That tells me that they're going for the gusto this season. This offseason, they also brought in a lot of savvy veterans to help this football team. Bobby Wagner, Dorrance Armstrong, Tyler Biadasz. You also look at Zach Ertz. You look at Austin Eckler. But then they did the most important thing. They went and got a quarterback in Jaden Daniels, and right now he's top 5 in completion percentage, QBR, quarterback rating. Uh-huh. And I think one of the most important stats that a lot of people have not brought up about the Washington Commanders, they don't give the football away. They only have 3 turnovers. this entire season in 9 games.
Okay.
That's the best in the NFL.
Okay.
So I think they are legit. Mm-hmm. Whenever you have a guy that can pose a threat, not just in your pass game, but also your run game, and he's an extension of your run game.
Sure.
Washington right now, they're third in rushing across the board in the National Football League. What do I talk about all the time, Freddie? If you want to, you have dreams and aspirations to hosting up that Lombardi Trophy. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to run the football. You got to be well balanced. Well, the Commanders are, and they have multiple guys that are rushing the football doing it, including their quarterback, Jaden Daniels.
So, in other words, they're not part of the weirdo workshop known as the Dallas Cowboys.
No.
That's what you're telling me.
Nope.
They see the weirdo workshop, and they keep right on going when it comes to Washington Commanders.
They run away from it.
I just want to make sure on the same page, because this is how I fill in that blank. The word legit plus the 7-2 Washington Commanders. By the way, they played Pittsburgh Steelers this Sunday. Should be an out-of-sight football game, part of your NFL weekend. Equals, remember Demon Honshu and Gladiator? Not yet. Not saying they can't be legit, because Las Vegas agrees with you. Right now, in terms of the NFC contenders, they have the Lions at plus 185, obviously. They have the 49ers at plus 500, the Eagles at plus 550, the Commanders at plus 850, above your Falcons at plus 900, and the Packers at plus 1,000. Now, when you got to make a trade, to say we need to go get somebody that can not just cover receivers, not just chase receivers, but plaster wide receivers like they were able to do when against the getting Marshawn Lattimore from the New Orleans Saints with 3 draft picks. Even Louis Riddick, ESPN NFL analyst on NFL Live yesterday, call him impressed.
The Saints were no-brainer sellers, right? And we've seen the Saints. We've done their games.
Yeah.
Marshawn's just not an elite corner. They played elite defense.
Yeah.
Mm. He's come from a defense where these guys – the only thing that really has held the Saints back in recent years was their offense, was consistent quarterback play.
Mm-hmm.
The Saints' defense have been playing championship-caliber defense, so he has a lot of things going for him that I'm sure Washington wants to just bring into their locker room anyway. It's as good of a trade as you can make at this point.
So I'm going to still say, not yet, when it comes to being legit in the Washington Commanders.
I think it's different, though.
Why is it different?
I think it's different because even though your quarterback is a rookie, the maturity level is exceptional.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the quarterback. I'm taking him out of this equation when it comes to legit. I know he's legit when it comes to Jaden Daniels. But now they're going to start to figure, what is it like when people have circled you on their calendar? Because the Steelers have circled the Commanders on their calendar. And now that he played the Steelers, then he got the Philadelphia Eagles on Thursday night.
So that's back-to-back. So
back-to-back within 5 days.
Two back-to-back stretches there.
Absolutely.
But also at the end of the year, they have two back-to-back games versus the Eagles and the Falcons.
Right. So that's why I'm saying not yet when it comes to legitimizing when it comes to Washington Commanders. And I love exactly what I've seen. And believe me, as a Dallas Cowboys fan, it's driving me insane that this could be my life for the next 10 to 12 years with that guy quarterback and Jaden Daniels. Because think of the stench of an organization this was in Washington. The fact that they are a legitimate franchise in terms of looking like one, that's fantastic for the NFL. On Planet Freddy, it's terrible as a Cowboys fan. But in the NFL planet, it's fantastic. But win back-to-back games against Pittsburgh and Philadelphia in 5 days, those words, not yet, will be yet involving the Washington Commanders.
And I firmly believe the Washington, D.C. area has been waiting for this time for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
I had the luxury the last 2 years, this past spring and also the spring of 2023, to cover the UFL that was previous to that, the XFL. And the D.C. Defenders was a team that those fans – in the D.C. area, came out and supported.
Right.
They were in the stands, packing out the soccer stadium, Audi Field. Mm-hmm. So I said to myself, man, if the Washington Commanders can get it together and get it going, but they had to go to the Josh Harris group. They had to switch ownership.
Right.
They had to get a different GM, Adam Peters. They had to bring in a new head coach, Dan Quinn. They had to get the quarterback to go ahead and complete the quadruple, I should say, right? They got Jaden Daniels.
Right.
And now everything else fills in. Mm-hmm. In the talk of the NFL right now from Adam Schefter, it's like, how many guys would love to go to Washington in free agency at some point and play number one for Dan Quinn, but also play with Jaden Daniels, because they understand that the young man just has his head on his shoulders. He's the first to get in the building. He's the last to leave. He's on top of his game. He's pinpoint accurate. The maturity level is there. So there are going to be a lot of people. And Washington's going to have a lot of money to spend, right?
Right, yeah.
Next year,
yeah.
I think that they're in the top five next year when it comes to cap space. And in 2026-27, they're eighth in both of those spots.
Well, I'm going to push back on the whole wanting to join Jaden Daniels and Washington Commanders this way. Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together on Freddie and Harry and ESPN Radio. They don't want to go to Washington, D.C. just to play for Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels. Nah, they want to go to Georgia Browns. They want to go to the Florida Avenue Grill. They want to go to the Carolina Kitchen. Oh. They want to go to Ooze and Oz.
I heard things look a little different in the D.C. area.
They want to go for the soul food, not just the soul brother at quarterback. Believe me, D.C. food, I'd want to go play for them if they're good too. And I'm being funny just to be funny, but when you have a guy that has galvanized that D.C. area and they've been waiting for this for a long, long time, I'll be completely honest. I have them below the Lions, the Eagles, and the Vikings in the NFC. I got them a little bit ahead of your Atlanta Falcons as of right now. I'm a little bit ahead of them.
But we'll solve that in December.
Well, it's November. Patience.
I know. We'll solve it in December. Patience. And you see, it's a flex game, too. So
well, it should be.
That thing could be flexed to Sunday Night Football.
It should be when it comes to the Washington Commanders. I just love the fact that for the first time, maybe ever, even long before Dan Snyder took over the team, they actually look like a franchise that you want to root for. They actually look like a franchise that can say we're sick and tired of being stepchildren or doormats to everybody else in this division or in the National Football League. And I'm not even talking about football. I'm talking about in terms of how this organization was being misrun for a long, long time. They have a semblance of something that my Cowboys don't have, a plan. They have an actual plan how to try to make this work in terms of going out and getting players and making sure that works and having the right kind of organizational structure. It's not just one band, one sound, one guy making all the decisions, and he should not be making those decisions. Everybody's been a band of brothers together. We'll say, okay, we got the quarterback. We got the offensive line. Let's go get a couple of those guys in free agency. Let's get some guys on defense. We're feeling pretty good. Little light in the backfield. Let's go get a Marshawn Lattimore and bring him from the New Orleans Saints. In other words, for the first time in a long time, they actually have a plan, and they've been able to execute that plan to the tune of 7-2 so far.
I only have one request when it comes to the DMV area. I need Jaden Daniels and Lamar Jackson to play every single year.
Okay.
I need it.
Okay.
Scotty is calling me, man. Like Pookie in New Jack City, I need it. I need that fix. I need Jaden Daniels and Lamar Jackson going against one another.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Just like Scotty in that movie, I'm just like that. Somebody help me. My Cowboys are going to die because of the Washington Commanders. I'm going to be singing that refrain for a long time. One of our favorites is Dana in Richmond. He's got something to say about the Commanders and D.C. in harmony at 888-729-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Dane, what you got?
Hi, Sauce Freddy. What's up, HD?
What's up, brother?
Hey, hot sauce, you hit it on the head, Carolina Kitchen. Mm-hmm. When you go there, you only got to take the hot sauce. Mm-hmm. Hey, I live in Richmond, about an hour and 4 to 5 minutes away. Man, we ride up there sometime off the blue just to go to get lunch. Man, Carolina Kitchen, hot spot in D.C.
So
hit it right on the head, Freddie.
Where is it located in D.C.? Because I'm going to go up. I'm going to try to actually go up to the Commanders and Falcons game. If I'm not doing a game that week, I'm going to try to get on up there and watch that.
You better get there early. Right, Dana?
Get there early. HD, only thing you got to do is Google it. And guess what? Take you right there, Freddie.
Yeah.
I mean, on her, take you right there, bro. You won't be disappointed. You won't be disappointed.
Just look for Washington Place in Northeast Washington, D.C.
Say less.
Yeah, exactly. Believe me. And get there early. If you don't get there early, you're gonna stay hungry.
Well, hold on now.
You're gonna stay hungry.
I may make a call or two now. Y'all relax.
That's fine. You can make a call or two. It better be early call.
What a commercial say? One call, that's all.
It better be an early one call, that's all. Or you're gonna take the fall and be hungry. I'm telling you right now. Carolina Kitchen, Washington Place in Northeast Washington, D.C. It is no joke when it comes to that. Keep weighing in. Got a big NFL weekend. We want to hear from you, especially when it comes to who could be your NFL coach of the year? Harry has his. I have mine. Your thoughts in the NFL. You have a chance to speak on that now. Freddie and Harry in ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
You heard from us.
I love talking.
Now it's your turn to weigh in.
Hello, you're on the air.
1-888-SAY-ESPN.
Hello? Hello?
1-888-729-3776.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. On the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
Yo, hockey's here, and it's colder than ice, like cold, cold. But with BetMGM, I can heat the game up with overs, unders, parlays, and moneylines, all from the comfort of my 102-degree hot tub. Now I'm really putting fire on the ice. This hockey season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNPod and use code ESPNPod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNPod and use code ESPNPod.
This is the Freddie and Harry Podcast on ESPN Radio.
It's the Wednesday Groove-a-thon known as Freddie and Harry, presented by Progressive Insurance with my man Harry Douglas. I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for checking in with us on SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as tuning in. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. We're going to talk about who could be our NFL Coach of the Year. We're going to do that in about 30 minutes because we want to hear from you about NFL matters, especially when you know you got plenty to say, courtesy of...
You heard from us.
I love talking.
Now it's your turn to weigh in.
Hello, you're on the air.
1-888-SAY-ESPN.
Hello? Hello?
1-888-729-3776.
Jay in Houston, what do you have for us this Wednesday on Freddie and Harry?
What's going on, fellas? So I want to agree and disagree with some things y'all said. Okay. First of all, I'm from Baltimore, but I do live in Houston now.
Okay.
The first thing, Freddie, is what you said is if Lamar and Jaden could play every year, that would be great because how competitive the two cities are. Freddie, and this is not only for you, this is like people around the country. Baltimore is not a part of the DMV. We don't consider ourselves, and nobody in Maryland even considers us. The DMV is anything like a Washington suburb. So it's like Northern Virginia and PG County, Montgomery County. Third, the food in D.C. is trash. The food in D.C. is absolute trash. And hold on, but I'm not saying that to just say it. I mean, even people in D.C. will tell you, Baltimore food is way better. Now, if you're talking about vibe of a city, nobody's touching the D.C. vibe, and the city itself is great. I actually love it. But the food, I got to disagree with y'all. Ask somebody. I hope somebody from D.C. calls and they tell the truth, man.
Jay, tell me where I need to go in Baltimore to get the best meal.
Exactly.
Tell me where I need to go.
Spit it.
Well, hey, Freddie, I had to look through. It's too many for me to just tell you. I can't just tell you right now. I can't spit it off the top of my head.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, you got to tweet it. At least tweet it to us. Send it in a tweet.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that for Harry. I'll do that for you. And you check these places out, and it's much better. But I hope somebody from D.C. calls in, man. They'll tell you the food in Baltimore is better than D.C. People love D.C. because of the vibe of the city, and I can't deny that.
What you know about Club Love?
I know it, man. Listen,
what you know about that?
All of that. I've been I'm from Baltimore. I've been going out to D.C., man, since they had Dream and all of that.
Okay.
And Freddie, you were right about the Florida Avenue thing. Mm-hmm. You know, all of that stuff is great. It's a vibe. But their food is trash, man.
Man, I remember when I went to D.C. when I was in college, I was going to Club Love one night. I had my Tims on. I get to the front. Mm-hmm. They said, oh, you can't come in here. Mm-hmm. I said, excuse me, why not?
Not with them Tims on.
You're not finna stomp anybody out of here. I said, exactly. I'm just coming for a good time, baby.
Doesn't matter. Those Tims equal broken limbs. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
That's exactly what they told me. I had to go to the car and change my shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you better bring some gaiters.
Hit them hard bottoms.
Get some Broheim shoes. But them you ain't bringing no Tims. Mm-mm. Not in Club Love. You can forget about that. One of our favorites is Mardi Gras Bob in Nolens. MGB, what you got for Freddie and Harry?
Well, yeah, gentlemen, pleasure to visit with you. Mr. Goodbar, I know you're staying in New Orleans, but you're wise to have allegedly taken an assignment to call a game and be out of New Orleans for the Falcons-Saints game, because Dennis Allen is gone. The new sheriff is Coach Darren Rizzi. Coach Riz taught Dan Campbell how to chew people's kneecaps. So when y'all come in with your caws, papas, mamas, whatever y'all say over there, and your peach cobblers, so that the fighting Darren Rizzies are going to bring doom, despair, and agony on thee.
We shall see.
I love rivalries.
We shall see.
Even NFL rivalries involving two teams like that, the Saints and the Falcons, Georgia versus New Orleans, I sign up for that each and every day because I know at a certain point it ain't going to be cute involving the Saints and the Falcons no matter who wins that game. Manny from Harlem World. Manny, what you got, my friend?
What's up? What's up, fellas? I like to big up Harry. You know, your Falcons, y'all beat the Cowgirls. I'm sorry, Freddie. I had to big up Harry for that. You know, I had to big up Harry for that. Thank you for that. I'm a Giant fan. I'm like Shannon. I'm in the background. We have a bad season, but anytime the Cowboys lose, we happy. So thank you, Harry, for that. So I thank you for that, Harry. I don't care what we do for the rest of the year.
Wow.
Cowboys lose again. Giant fans, I'm happy.
You know what, Manny?
Okay.
You know what, Manny? What the Falcons did to the Dallas Cowboys, I think it's safe enough for me to say, we the pappy. We the pappy.
Here's another example of why the Cowboys are America's team. Even Manny's team is not playing the Cowboys. What's the first team on his mind?
Cowboys.
Thank you very much. You can beat us and everything like that like you did. Nobody was talking about your team when it comes to the Falcons or the Giants or anybody else. Mm. As sad as that is, and sadness is what I'm dealing with right now, that's where we are when it comes to that. That's where we are.
Mm-hmm. We the pappy.
I know that was last week, but we always going to be America's team, whether you like it or not. One last one quick from Bobby in Georgia. Big Bob, what you got?
Oh, man. Look, where do I start? Look, Freddie.
Mm-hmm. Make it quick.
I'm tired of hearing about these new Dallas Cow Jets, okay? And your fandom needs help, okay? You had the audacity to judge some woman the other day, some nice lady from New Jersey who was a Falcons fan, because how in the world? You question her. Your judgment upon the judgment of other people's judgment is in judgment because you have no judgment because of the two teams you worship.
That's a good Roberto, Bobby.
Oh,
I can't lie on that one. And SOS, sister of the show, will give what her criteria would be to rank teams in the college football playoff. That's next on Freddie and Harry.
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry podcast.